This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Now, winter is about to officially begin, and as we close out the fall season, a lot of you have been having your driveways resealed, a lot of parking lots have been resurfaced, and plans are underway for spring sealing as well. Pretty standard maintenance and upkeep, right? Would you explore other alternatives if you knew with certainty it's going to continue to adversely affect the water quality of rivers, lakes, and streams in our area? It just may be the case. My guest this morning is Laura Rubin, and Laura is the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. And good morning, and welcome back to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
What we are talking about is coal tar sealants. And I have to admit, in the 21 years I've been doing issues of the environment, this is nothing that has ever crossed my desk, and I had no idea what we were going to approach. What are coal tar sealants? How is that different than something else?
Well, this is a new issue for a lot of us. Coal tar sealants are something that we don't normally think about.
Right.
But it's the sealant that we put on our driveways and our parking lots after we've applied asphalt. And it's the thing, if you think about when you walk outside and you see that shiny little black top on top and the smell.
Right, you're filling in the cracks and the holes and all of that.
Exactly. Well, it's come to our awareness, and really in the last 5 to 10 years, it's come to a lot of people's awareness that coal tar sealant has what's called polycyclical aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs as people know them. They're carcinogenic, and coal tar sealant has a lot of PAHs in them. And those run off, and the sealant runs off, breaks down, goes into our storm drains and into our rivers, and really adversely affects aquatic life. Similarly, it's a public health threat in that, you know, we lay this down, our tires go over it, it wears off over time, it volatilizes, we take it in from our shoes into our houses. And there have been studies that have shown that the PAHs are 25% to 35% higher when you've had the coal tar sealant applicant on your driveway.
You said the word carcinogen, and we can stop right there because obviously we know that is a cancer-causing agent in humans. Do we know the potential impact of these particular coal tar sealants on the wildlife that is eating from and living in our ecosystems?
So the USGS has been studying this too, and they have more of the scientific studies. But we found it's also unique in that it's really only used in the Midwest and the East. It's not used in the Western states. And when they've done studies in our lakes and streams, they found that in the Midwest and the East, our PAHs are 1,000 times greater than those out West. And they can fingerprint this back to see how much is coming from the coal tar sealant. And it's about 50 to 60% and has been growing. So they're huge contributors to the PAHs that we're seeing in our aquatic life. And they're very detrimental. They're very detrimental to, you know, the mammals, the birds, the fish, the amphibians, the plants, etc. They're cancer-causing. They're mutagenic, so they cause mutations in reproduction. And so really, you know, sort of unheard of. I mean, this is really bad stuff that we're seeing out there. It's just something that really hasn't been on our radar. Minnesota has banned it at a state level. The city of Austin has banned it. There's probably a couple dozen other communities in the Midwest that have banned it. And it's really starting to pick up steam and get more newsworthy.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Laura Rubin about the hazards of coal tar sealants to the environment and to our health. Laura is the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. Are there safe alternatives to these kinds of car tolls?
Coal tar sealants. Yes, there's asphalt-based sealants. But I think the other thing that we've found as we've looked into this is that a lot of entities who do paving don't apply sealants. When we've talked to a lot of our local cities, when we've talked to our universities and schools, they don't use sealants. They know, especially in our types of weather when we have a lot of freeze thaws, that they're going to be repaving regularly. The University of Michigan banned it. The city of Ann Arbor doesn't use it on most of its parking lots. Some of the schools that we've looked at, Washtenaw Community College, Ann Arbor Public Schools, they use it for cracks and sort of to fill potholes. But it's not used at sort of an institutional at a large level. It's not used very much on roads either. But what we find is that in the smaller applications to parking lots and driveways, it's widely used. And the question is sort of why? It is a byproduct of making coal into steel and making coal into gas
kind of
and
like
oil.
Pet coke. I mean,
exactly. It's the coal tar. It's the pitch that is left over. And it's been sold to a lot of applicators as a very efficient way to use it, to reuse it.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You and I have both been through neighborhoods every summer where there's little signs out, call this number and I'll come and pave your driveway.
Yes.
And, you know, small independent business people who are working on a seasonal basis.
Yes.
It seems to me logically that there would be an incentive for them to use this if it were cheaper with easier access. Is it cost prohibitive to go a different route?
We have not heard that the asphalt base sealant is any different. What we hear from the applicators is, oh, this is what the customer wants. They want that shiny look. They want that fresh smell. What we're hearing
that
from...
That fresh smell could kill you.
Could kill you. What we're hearing from the residents is they don't know any better. That this is part of the package that's sold to them from the applicators. You know, it does cost them more to get the sealant. If you ask for no sealant, it's less money. So it's a little bit of a circular argument that we're getting into, but we do know there's a lot of applicators who have the asphalt-based sealant as an alternative.
All you have to do is ask.
All you have to do is ask.
Issues of the environment.
Or demand.
Right. Issues of the environment continues with Huron River Watershed Council Executive Director Laura Rubin. I'm David Fair on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about the dangers of the commonly used coal tar sealants that are found on our driveways, parking lots, even in some cases, playgrounds. Now, the next level becomes political. Are there any plans in Washtenaw County to take a political measure to ban these things, or at the state level?
Well, at the state level, there's been two attempts on legislation in the last couple of years. They've both failed. There was also in 2009, there was some regulation for our larger communities in their managing their stormwater to phase out the use of coal tar. That was stripped also from the rules. So politically, there is a strong lobby to keep the coal tar sealant in use and in commercial use. It's interesting to me, though, that Home Depot and Lowe's both don't sell this product anymore. They've taken it off their shelves.
And they have plenty of products that are carcinogens, so how bad
does
it be?
They plenty do, but they have been convinced from the science that this is bad stuff out there, and they're not selling it anymore. So our strategy at this point is to work at the local government level. One, to try to get ordinances passed at the local level that bans this. We did this a decade ago with phosphorus, when we found out that phosphorus and fertilizer was not needed for healthy lawns. We got 16 units of government in our watershed to ban it. Eventually, that led to a statewide legislation. To get the county to act on it, we will be talking to them. That will be more through their public health department, where they could pass an ordinance. I think they need to start hearing from people that this is a concern to them. We need to start raising the level of dialogue on the issue. I mean, I think as you said and I said, who knew about this issue? I mean, it really has come out of left field. So we need to start expressing that this is a concern. We don't want this applied in our communities. We don't want our children exposed to this. We don't want this in our waterways.
Well, where can folks find out more information so they are a little better informed?
If you go to the Watershed Council's website, which is hrwc.org, we have a specific page under threats on coal tar. That also points you to the USGS studies that have been done, points you to, I think it's called Coal Tar Free America, a website that's going, other resources, freshwater future. It also points to Minnesota that has banned it, and it gives a lot of the background information about why it's banned. It also has resources about applicators who do not use coal tar sealants, and they list applicators in all of the Great Lakes states, but for us in Michigan, so you can know who to call as a resident.
Well, thank you for all of that, and thank you for joining me for the first ever edition of News to Me.
There you go. I like that one. Stump David.
That is Laura Rubin, the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. I'm David Fair, and you have been listening to Issues of the Environment, a feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition and only on 89.1 WEMU.